How can we embrace these valuable impulses? All of us are sometimes unaware of how we affect others. Anyone who has children can tell you a thing or two about what precious and sometimes challenging teachers our children are to us. As a mediator, language is an important vehicle for me. My work is often a translation of the client's words spoken in anger. There is a good reason that finding the words that express an issue, including the feelings triggered, without judging either party to the dispute, makes up the main part of a mediator's education. This always requires an attitude of benevolence in order to make a kind offering with these formulations, so that someone can understand something that they did not understand before. And an offer can always be accepted or rejected. Personal changes are only possible on a voluntary basis, in an atmosphere of respect. And if the person can see and feel that the change is an improvement for them in the direction of their own values and wishes. This requires a lot of sensitivity and the understanding that there may be other ways than the ones I see as a counselor, or that the timing might not be the right one for the person being counseled. I have always enjoyed reading beautiful stories that made me think and gave me images.